Rest of the village, please.
You're
on. We are?
You're on.
Look at that. Okay, today we begin a new book. The book of Devarim, sometimes referred to as Deuteronomy. And here Moshe Rabbeinu begins, first off, by rebuking the Jewish people, albeit in veiled fashion. And then at a certain point, Moshe Rabbeinu begins to speak about the difficulty, the challenge of his job. To be a judge for Jewish people is no simple thing, not just because we kvetch a lot, but because, Moshe Rabbeinu says, our virtue is extraordinary, and we are Hashem's special children. And as such, it is a difficult task, to say the least. So we're going to begin with what in many chumashim is the end of the first reading. Hashem Elokeichem, hir bo eschem. Chapter 1, verse 10. The Lord God has multiplied you, increased you. V'hinchem hayoyim, he has placed you today, kichoychvei hashamayim l'roiv. Like the stars of the heavens, in great number. So Rashi says, Hashem has placed you today, like the stars of the heavens? Really? Were they as numerous as the stars on that day? After all, we just finished the book of Numbers. We just finished counting. And the counting was just over 600,000. Okay, so you say 600,000 is only the men between the age of 20 and 60 for military conscription. It doesn't include all of the women. It doesn't include all of the younger people. Okay, fine. So it's not 600,000, so it's 1.2 million. It's not 1.2 million, it's 2 million. It's not kechech v'ashamayim. It's not like the number of the stars of heaven. Stars of heaven are seemingly limitless, billions of stars. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu say that? So when we read that Hashem promises Avraham Avinu, and we say that it's a futuristic reality, this is what's going to happen in the end, ultimately when Mashiach will come, okay, you know, you swallow that. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hayoyim, this is the story, this is the reality today. Hashem Elokeich El Viseichem, he says, Hir Be'eschem, your Lord God has increased you, Hinchem Hayoyim. So Rashi says, and then there's another question here. And the other question is, okay, we'll get to the other question in a second. Okay, so Mal Hinchem Hayoyim, what's the emphasis of today? That's really the big issue. On one hand, we have Kechech Veshemayim. On the other hand, we have this business of Hayoyim. This is what it means. Hinchem Mishulim Kayoyim, you are metaphorized even today like the light of the stars. In other words, Kayomim La'olam Kechama Uchilvana Kechechavim. Just as the stars, the sun and the moon, they'll be here today, they'll be here tomorrow. Nobody has any doubt that they'll be here in the future. Nobody imagines that he'll somehow be able to rid the heavens of its heavenly bodies, of the constellations. So too, the Jewish people are here to stay. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're here today, you're here to stay. Remember, numerous times during the course of the sojourn in the desert, there were issues, and Hashem said, that's it, I had enough with these people. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to go to bat for us, not once, but twice. However, from this point and onward, you're here to stay. You're here to stay, you're not going anywhere. That's the end of the story, and you will be here for posterity. That's how Rashi explains the idea of kechech v'hashamayim. Of course, the challenge is that it says the word l'roiv. L'roiv means numbers. But I guess for Rashi, the bigger problem is that it's impossible to reconcile numbers because you don't have the numbers. So he reconciles that by emphasizing the reality of the stars that are always going to be here. I'll share with you, though, that the Baal HaAkedah says that we speak here not about the Jewish people, but rather about our impact, our global footprint. We're in chapter 1, verse 10. That the impact that a Yid makes in this world is literally like the stars in the heaven, like the sun and the moon. Now that gives us an understanding of L'Roiv, because what one Yid does can equal what enormous swaths of humanity do. And we see that in our day and age, we see that then. Here we are, a tiny Jewish people, the whole world's obsessing over us. We put up a couple of metal detectors. Every house of worship in the world today, which is big enough, has metal detectors. And the whole Arab world have metal detectors. Nobody makes an issue. The Jewish people do it. The whole world is up in arms. The whole thing is, it doesn't make any sense. Everything a Yid does somehow has this huge footprint, this tremendous ripple effect. The problem with the Baal HaKedah's approach is it doesn't say Hashem Elokechem hirbe es ma'aseichem. It doesn't say your actions. It says eschem. And that's why Rashi can't follow that approach. The Nachal Kedumim says that when you do Ritzon Yishol Mokem, when you do the will of Hashem, each and every member of Am Yisrael will have the value, the virtue of enormous gaggles of humanity. Like just like you have to take a great amount of people, the value in Hashem's eyes, one yid is like many, many others. But again, at the level of Pshuta Shal Mikra, that doesn't, the Vehinchem Hayem Pechech Veshemayim doesn't exactly fit. And of course, the biggest issue, I think, with the Nachal Kedumim Pshat is, it doesn't say anything about when you do the will of Hashem. It just says, Hinchem Hayem. So that's why Rashi takes the approach, Hinchem Hayem is here today, you will be here forever. And nothing will be able to take that away. In the Bereishis Rabbah, Medrash Rabbah, it says that just as the stars are higher, higher, and yet higher, it's endless levels of stars, right? There's the stars which are close to the planet Earth, and the stars further and then further away. Can't even imagine the vastness of space and where all the stars are. He says, so also, if you saw milus agabe milus, levels upon levels, and there's no glass ceiling to how high a yid can go, to how much a yid can accomplish in his or her efforts of Yiddishkeit. And the Dvarim Rabbah also says, makichov meilhem cheker, just as nobody could fathom the profundity and the enormity of the heavens, so kach Yisrael eilhem cheker, nobody can imagine the enormity of Am Yisrael, what Am Yisrael is and what Am Yisrael can do. At any rate, at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu blesses the Jewish people, and this will be the focus of our class today. Verse 11, Hashem Elokei Aviseichem, Lord God of your fathers, Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pa'amim, may He multiply everything upon you 1,000 times. V'yivarech Eschem, may He bless you, Ka'asher Dibar Lachem, may He bless you as He has spoken of you and spoken to you. Now this verse, if you look at it superficially, it sounds very nice. It's beautiful. It gives lots of blessings. But if you actually stop and think for a moment, the verse is a bit of a contradiction. In the first part, it says, Hashem Elokei Aviseichem, the Lord God your Father, Yosef Aleichem, Kechem Elef Pa'amim. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a blessing. Hashem should bless you 1,000-fold. And then it says, V'yivarech, V'yivarech Avav in Hebrew is an and He should bless you, Kasha Dibur Lechem, as He has spoken of you. So what is the first blessing, and what is the second blessing? And why does He begin by blessing them 1,000 times? And then He says, and He should bless you, as He has spoken. If you're giving God's blessings, just give God's blessings. Why do you need to bless them 1,000-fold, and then gives God's blessings? So before we go to Rashi, I'm going to share with you what the Panim Yafa says. He says something very interesting. He says, we know that Midah Toiva is 500 times greater than the normative reality. So therefore like this, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu received the blessing from Hashem about the Jewish people's greatness, not once but twice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Moshe Rabbeinu, after he said he would get rid of us because we did very bad things, Hashem said that He would make us a great nation. In fact, He said that He would make Moshe a great nation, not us. He said, I'm going to get rid of these people. I'm going to make a new people. They'll be from you, and they'll be a great nation. And Moshe Rabbeinu argued back that if a three-legged stool couldn't stand before you, how will a bar stool stand before you? A three-legged stool is the stool that's based on the virtues of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or the three patriarchs. And now you're going to build a stool based just on me? That's a bar stool. The bar stool on one leg will have less staying power than that which has on three stools. So Moshe Rabbeinu refuses to accept, and he argues on behalf of the Jewish people, and of course he's successful. But twice Hashem blessed Moshe Rabbeinu with His greatness. So the Panim Yafa says, Moshe Rabbeinu now took the blessings that he received on a personal level, and he transferred them to all of Am Yisrael. And we know that when it comes to Midah Teva, it's Gedolah, it's magnified 500 times from a Midah Paranius, 500 times more than what we would call trouble, difficulty, travail, something which is not good, from a negative thing. So in a negative way, It's whatever not blessings the Jewish people received and whatever anger they had in incurred from Hashem and His wrath, that was what they got from Hashem previously. But now Moshe Rabbeinu had received these blessings, 500 multiplied 500 times. So that's the blessings that he passes on. Which leads us into Rashi now. So let's take a look in Rashi. He says, what is the meaning of, Panim Yafa of course doesn't answer the question about V'yivarech Eschem. He just explains when Moshe Rabbeinu came with the number of 1,000 times. That's why it says, V'yivarech Eschem Kachem Elef Pam, blessed you 1,000-fold. Okay, very nice. But why does he start off blessing us with a number and then V'yivarech Eschem? Interestingly, Rashi doesn't deal with the first issue. Why Moshe Rabbeinu chose 1,000 times? Whatever. Maybe it's the Panim Yafis' reason. Maybe it's just 1,000 is an enormous number. But it doesn't deal with that. But it's not really a shailim pshutus l'mikra why he chose the number of 1,000. But the question that does present itself, Mahu shuv v'yivarech eschem, then what is the meaning of a second time? He says, Hashem elokeichem, the Lord God should bless you. And he said, Yosef Aleichem should increase you. It's 1,000-fold. It's a big blessing. And then immediately afterwards, he says, Lord God bless you 1,000 times. He comes back and he says, V'yivarech eschem. Hello. The thing is like this. Amru lai, Yisrael, the Jewish people, said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ata noisen kitzva levir chaseinu? Hey, Moses, you're giving us like limitations? Now we only get 1,000 blessings? What's going on here? Kvar hiftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Avram, God already promised Avram, Asherim yuchal ish limnois, just as a person will not be able to count, and over there it says, the dust of the earth, so too, your progeny will not be able to be counted. And you only blessed us 1,000 times. So 600,000 or 2 million times 1,000. So how much is that? 600 million, I don't know. That's it? That's all we get? We got a blessing already from Avram. We'll be endless, limitless. Why are you giving us these limitations? Amar lahem, Moshe said, listen, Zumi shalihi. This is what I have. I can only give you what I have. And here are the words of the Panim Yafis resonate beautifully because this is the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe. And Moshe said, I can be magnified 500 times. He said, a great nation twice. Okay. One squared by 500, that gives you 1,000. Aval. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who? Him? Oh, he'll Yivarech Eschem Kasher Diblechem. I give you whatever I have, Moshe says. I empty my pockets. Anything I have, I pass on to you. I keep nothing for myself. Nothing for my own family. There's nothing personal. as a Nasi, as a leader of the people, everything I have is yours. You want more? You say, Hashem blessed you more? Chas v'shalom, I'm not getting in the way of that. Hashem blessed you much more. Hashem will bless you as He blessed you. I'm just going to bless you in a manner that I can. I can only give you what I already have.
What's the need for the
bracha? So very good. So they ask the question, why does Moshe Rabbeinu get out of blessing us, giving us what he has, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us infinitely? And why he was almost like a setup. Moshe Rabbeinu almost like he dangled this number 1,000 in front of our face, almost like he was waiting for us to kvetch and complain. I mean, he knows the Jewish people are not just going to take it. You know, like, he knows we're going to kvetch. We got to kvetch. Like, why did he do that for? So that's a famous question. And nobody really has a good answer until the Rebbe came along. I ask you to join me now on page Chaf Hei. Simon Tezvav, that gives a gewaldige answer to that question, which is, it provides us with much more than just an answer to that question. So here, the Rebbe says, yes, yesh lishol, we might well ask. Madua amar meisha is birchase bederech sheyeshba kedei la'eirer es tmiyasam shol b'nei Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu couch his blessing in the terminology, in the syntax that would awaken the astonishment of the Jewish people? Here Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and he blesses them 1,000-fold. And they go, 1,000-fold? You want us to be 1,000 times greater than now? God promised us to be infinitely greater. No numbers. And you're giving us numbers. Haya yachal haya lahavir mereish. He could have said to begin with, my dear B'nai Yisrael, I want you to know, I have some blessings personally I received. I'm passing them on to you. Of course, Yilu Berchasish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadayim Bilti Mugbelas. Hashem's blessing is infinite. I want to give you something too. I can't. How much can I give you? I'm going to give you what I have. So I just want you to know, I give you everything I have. Whatever I have is yours. Hashem blessed you? Of course Hashem blessed you. But at least I'm giving you what I have. It's just, I want to give you. I want to give everything away to you. Beautiful things, very nice. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to give everything away to Am Yisrael. But why didn't he say that to begin with? Moshe Rabbeinu, it's like from that vav, Rashi understands that this was a layered blessing. It was a staggered situation. First, Moshe Rabbeinu turned around and said, Hashem alikei v'sechem b'yesef aleim k'chem elef pa'amim. It was a long pause. And he waited for something to happen. And they started yelling and screaming, hey, 1,000 times? Shh. Okay, relax, Moshe. V'yivarech eschem kasher dibur lachem. Because otherwise the end doesn't make sense here. It should be one seamless continuation. It's like, there's a blessing, and then it's like a v'yivarech. There's a, in the pasuk you don't see it unless you read it carefully. You say, 1 second, why does it say it, Hashem l'keichem, and then v'yivarech? Why did he do it that way? Ah, b'abir b'zeh. The explanation, my dear friends, is like this. Al-pi divrei chazal, based on the words of our sages, which are found in the Medrash Tilim of Psalm 116, which now we say every single day, honoring the Rebbe's years and the Rebbe's neshama, very interesting. And today, of course, is Rosh Chodesh, when we recite this in Halal. So the Medrash, the Chazal say on this very chapter of Tilim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ave l'tfilosim shel Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Almighty God, yearns for, He craves for, as it were, the prayers of Am Yisrael. Hashem loves our prayers. And because in the language of the verse, the scripture in Iyov, it says, L'maisi yodecha tichsef. Hashem says, I crave, I yearn for your actions. Hashem wants our actions. He doesn't want us simply to fall into step and do things mindlessly, thoughtlessly, or which you would call almost reflexively. He wants to hear from us. And because He wants to hear from us, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the prayers of Am Yisrael, Kedei lekabel es berchasi abilti mugbelas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to get the infinite blessings of God, the blessings of God which cannot be counted. Hayal b'nei Yisrael levakish zeis. If you want it, you have to ask for it. Why do you have to ask for it? Because Hashem loves to hear us ask for it. He wants us. He says, beg me for it. Ask me for it. You ask me for it, that's a different story. So therefore, it was the Jewish people's responsibility to ask for this. Moshe Rabbeinu, this was a setup. He was trying to get us to ask for it. How did he try to get us to ask for it? First of all, he didn't mention a word. He didn't say anything. He just gave us a small blessing. And he was hoping we would be listening to him. He said, Moshe, that's all? That's all we get? 1,000? He didn't tell him this is my personal blessing, like the Panim Yafa says. He didn't say, I got 2 blessings, I'm multiplying 500 times, I can give you 1,000. He didn't say what it is, just said, I give you 1,000 times. God bless you 1,000 times. He didn't say, this is mine, and from God's is something else, which he could have, and then there would be no question to begin with. He just said, God bless you 1,000-fold. And then this was all kedei shahadavar ya'ir es tmiyasam. He wanted to provoke our interest. He wanted to have the reaction of, that's all? Moshe, we have an endless blessing from God, Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, be'ikva zeis, Moshe was hoping, and indeed it was fulfilled, yivakshu eskiyim berchasei, then they would ask for the fulfillment of Hashem's bracha, habilti mugbelas. And then when Am Yisrael asks for that bracha, Moshe Rabbeinu says, yes, yes, indeed. V'yivarech eschem, now that you ask for it, v'yivarech eschem kashadibu lechem, Hashem will indeed bless you as He has promised you. And so we see that we cannot say, Hashem will do His part. We say, we have to ask for it. And perhaps the same could be applied, certainly be applied to the idea of Mashiach coming. Some people say, Mashiach will come. If God wants Mashiach to come, we'll bring Mashiach. Which is obvious in Narishkeit, because we ask for Mashiach over 80 times a day. If you just do Birchat HaMazon and Tefillah, you daven Shachar Mincha Ma'ariv, and you say Birchat HaMazon, you end up asking for Mashiach over 80 times a day. So how can a person say, why should I ask for it? If Hashem wants a Mashiach, Hashem will send Chas V'Shalom. On the contrary, it's our job to ask for it. And if we ask for it, then, please God, we'll receive it. There's an interesting word from the Chafetz Chaim. He says that there's a halacha that you have to pay the worker on the day he did the work. Now that'll leave it over. So the Chafetz Chaim said, there's one proviso to the halacha. You have to ask for it. So the Chafetz Chaim said the same thing is true about Mashiach. All the misnagdim will attack us for asking about Mashiach all day. Made fun of the Rebbe's request. Didn't realize they're denying their own G'dayli Yisrael. The Chafetz Chaim said it's necessary to ask for Mashiach. If we ask for Mashiach, then we could expect to get Mashiach. If we don't ask for it, not looking for it, of course, that's a big problem. So we find ourselves in the 3 weeks. It's the Shchodesh of today. This is not just a time to be miserable, morose, and sorrowful, but rather it's a time to intensify our yearning, our craving, our desire, our begging Hashem, Ad Masai, as they say, Zol Shem Mashiach Kumen, that Mashiach should come already, bring us all home, and there will be goodness for all of Am Yisrael and the fulfillment of all these blessings, B'mheira, U'B'Yameinu, Amen. Amen.